Down 1-0, 15:45 remaining in period number two.
I just did a good job trying to get the puck towards the middle of the ice that time, just again, just a little bit off on the pass.
Yep. Finley off right wing to Fitzgerald, rimmed around to Whitelaw. Tassi wipes out, looking for a penalty, nothing called. Finley in a 50-50 battle near side. That's won by Boucault, and again cleared by Penn State. Nice job by the Nittany Lions, who were going to kill off Wisconsin's first power play of the night.
And we saw last night, Penn State was so soft on that penalty kill. They gave the Badgers all the time they needed. Obviously, an adjustment they made tonight is try to put a little bit more pressure up high on the Badger points, and it paid dividends on that one at least.
Carson Dick out of the box for Penn State. No relation to Wisconsin's Tyson Dick. Loose puck center gathered in by Paquette. 3-on-2. Right wing pass. Amon shoots one. Easy save McClellan, but he bobbled the puck and eventually covered. And a couple of guys pair off with one another, but no pushing and shoving. We'll have a faceoff coming up. 14:59 left in the second. Wisconsin trails Penn State 1-0. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan and Paul here in Happy Valley, 1-0 Penn State. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff. Strame will try to kick it back to Lodge. He's bothered by Dowiak. Now Wisconsin's care. Headman pass for Tyson Dick. Couldn't handle it. And then blocked back at Tyson. He'll nudge it ahead. Scholl drop past Dick looking for a first goal, and he shoots one. It just went wide. Ryan Kerwin got his stick as he was set to pull the trigger. Lodge now. Long range shot. That's blocked. Into the air it goes. Kerwin knocked it down. Kerr fends off Grattan trying to get it deep. No luck. And then back out through center. Where is it? Right in front of the Badger bench. Kerwin hands off Christian Sarlo, one of the 10 seniors on this Penn State squad. Got bumped down by Scholl. The puck was underneath him, and it came free to Stramel, who gained the red line. No, they'll say icing. No, it's waved off. Stramel in on the forecheck. Up the middle, though, on the breakout is Kerwin. He avoided Tyson Dick and hands off now to Penn State's Dowiak. Dowiak slot shot. Kerwin missed the net. Off the end boards, chopped at by Shade. On goal, McClellan made the stop. Kerwin, one of the leading shooters in the Big Ten. Averages about 5 a game. Here's Fink now. Fink, little sauce pass ahead for DeMarsico. He got crushed on the side by Scholes, and both go into the cage, which comes off its pegs, and a whistle to stop play. Scholes may have interfered with DeMarsico before the puck got in his vicinity, but no penalty called.
Yeah, the Penn State bench and the Penn State crowd all wanted a call. It was a great lead pass by Fink.
Oh.
It was just kind of a puck battle. I think whoever it was, I don't think it was Scholl, but whoever it was going down for Wisconsin had position on the play by the time he got to the puck. He made contact, got in the way, but he kind of had the inside position, and I think that might be why they didn't call anything.
Yeah, that was Zach Scholes, who was back on the back check. Or he's a defenseman. I don't know if back check would be the proper terminology, but he was trailing on the play. Face off to the right of McClellan, who stopped 19 of 20 Penn State bids so far. Badgers only 5 shots on goal, and we're 26 plus minutes into this hockey game.
They only won this period, and they had a power play that I don't think they got one on.
They did not get a shot on goal on the power play. Finley, Bantle, Mellenbacher. Puck out near the blue line, held in by Palatichuk. Finley in a battle near side. Palatichuk walks down the wall, but it's lifted over him and out to center. Bantle goes to get it for the Badgers. Had it, lost it. Now he's able to dump it in. Shade there first, though, for Penn State. Reverses to Jimmy Dowd. Wide open, a lot of ice to use. Jimmy Dowd, Jr., up to center, gains the red line. He'll flip it down towards McClellan. He catches it out of bounds, drops it off for Dexheimer. Breakout far side to DeSaint Fowle. Whacked off his stick right to Palatichuk in front of the Badgers' nets. And now Joe's got it. Looking left. Finds Cilia. Cuts right. Center circle. Pass up to DeSaint Fowle off his stick. Lucius giving chase. And again sent back Wisconsin's way. And McClellan elects to cover. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 1-0 Penn State.
Now Penn State here has the lead, which they obviously didn't have last night. They've been stacking 3 people up on their own blue line here. It's only not even halfway through the game. definitely playing conservatively, trying to somewhat protect that one-goal lead and trying to force turnovers for to counterattack. Badgers haven't been able to figure that out yet or solve that yet for this period.
Not at all. Fitzgerald's there. Whitelaw's out. Tassie as well. Second line on Mike Hastings' line chart. And the Badgers win the faceoff. Wisconsin's now won 18 of 30 faceoffs. And despite that puck possession, trail 1-0. Tassie will backhand it towards the Penn State net. Easy stop for Soulier. And up the far wing wall is Tanner Palasek trying to fight through the stick check of Fitzgerald. Good, strong play by Fitzgerald, slowing Palasek's progress. And then the Badgers took the puck away. Whitelaw is having his stick held. And now Penn State comes out of its own end. Paquette slowed by Kerr. Cervagno whacks it back behind the Badgers' net. Fitzgerald got there, threw it to the corner, but the Badgers had already exited that area. And now Penn State's got the puck again. Cervagno slot pass broken up by Whitelaw. Look out, chipped at by Sarlo. Good blocker saved by McClellan. Quite a reaction by McClellan. That puck came up and actually brought him out of his crouch. Excellent stop.
Yeah, just a pure reaction save. Just a chop at a loose puck, kind of bouncing puck. Probably labeled for the upper corner when you see the replay. Heck of a save.
Faceoff coming up, and I think they're going to drop it outside the Wisconsin zone. They are. Scholl and Dick and Finley out there, the fourth line on Hastings' line chart. Scholl wins it. Dick wins it free now. Right wing slow. Now turns around and rifled one. It's Soulier who kept it out of the net. He just kept his position and made the pad save. Steele, Dick's got it. Left wing down to the goal line. Finley, he got tripped up by Amon. No penalty called. Finley looked back at the referee. They let him play on. Now Scholl's pinching down the boards, trying to keep it alive in the attacking end for the Badgers. He does the job. Borlicki's got it right point. He shoots one, rises right into the chest of Soulier, and no rebound. And now Amon and Finley exchanging cross checks. Tyson Dick just got knocked to the ice by one of the Nittany Lions, and he's going to go. It looks like Dylan Granton's going to go to the box, and the Badgers will get another Kunis power play. A bit too aggressive was Dylan Granton, the sophomore from Pottstown, PA.
There was one Penn State player on the side of the net that cross-checked one of the Badgers standing around, and this one stick up high right under the chin of Dick and knocked him over, had a little leverage there, and
yeah.
Dick fell backwards, and the Badgers will get their second power play. The first one didn't really go so well. They'll look to have a little bit more success, maybe get a shot on this one.
Yeah, didn't get it one last time. One of the referees now, Nicholas Bett, talking with one of the linesmen, Tommy George. Not sure exactly what about. They'll drop the puck to the left of Liam Soulier. Kunis power play. Granton's roughing penalty at 8:34. Badgers down 1-0 after a 6-0 victory last night. It'll be Dowiak and Cilia in the faceoff circle. And David wins it to the point man, Dexheimer. Open slot, elected not to shoot. Cilia now, right dot. Here's Bantle, snaps off a pass off DeSaint Fowle. Comes out to Dexheimer. Oh, he hit the far post. And then a chance for DeSaint Fowle as it ricocheted his way. His backhander wouldn't go either.
What a recovery save, Liam Soulier. I think he lost his stick, but there was a wide open net for the Badger, and the pad came flying across to the post, kept it out.
Badgers dump it in. Penn State gets there first. Carson Dick tries to clear it. Hit the left shoulder of the referee. Badgers have the puck in the offensive zone. Lucius tried to squeeze a pass through to DeSaint Fowle. No luck. Cruz now back with it. Try to send it down to the half boards. DeSaint Fowle moves it along to the corner in Bantle. He moves it around to the far side in Cilia, who helps it get out to the blue line, held in by Dexheimer. Left wing pass now Lucius, out near the Big Ten logo. Lucius drop past Dexheimer. His off-balance shot just missed on the glove side. Lucius has it. 1 minute left in the Kunis power play. Badgers trying to pull even here in the second. Bantle, Dexheimer now. Lucius wanted it in his wheelhouse. It wasn't, so he let the puck go to Cilia. And now Lucius with it, half boards right. Tried to tap it back to Dexheimer. Didn't have any mustard on it. Taken away by Paquette. He needs a break. He fires one at McClellan, who makes the stop. Steps up and fires a pass ahead to Lucius. Sauce now to Tassie. Bouncing puck left circle. Taken by Penn State Shade. And he clears. Still 30 seconds left on the man advantage for Wisconsin. Down 1-0 here halfway through the hockey game in Hockey Valley.
finally a threat here on this power play tonight.
Yep.
A rebound off a post almost paid off.
Simon Tassie protects out near the blue line. Goes airborne down to the left corner, taken by Penn State Shade, and he'll clear, and that'll do it for the Badgers power play. Both teams 0 for 2 on the man advantage. As the Nittany Lions, Grant will come out of the box right now. Both teams at full strength. Here's William Whitelaw up the middle of the ice. Left wing Finley flying into the zone. He shoots one well wide right side. Fitzgerald plays it back. Tried to get it into the corner behind the net, but it went off a stick and out of play. 9:16 left in the second. Penn State leads 6th-ranked Wisconsin 1-0. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.com. 1-0. Penn State leads Wisconsin. Last by Kerr, missed the net. Lotch goes to get it. Left wing wall. Sent out to the blue line, and Dick turns it over. Look out, Fink. 2-on-1, 3-on-1. Fink pass backside. McClellan with a great save moving to his right. Oh, he just robbed Reese Laubach to keep it a 1-0 game.
Wow. Better turnover inside the offensive zone blue line. 3-on-1 down the ice. Just a nice pass across. What a save by Kyle McClellan coming across. Has his blocker up, his pad across. I think he got it with his blocker and dropped the puck right down and covered it up.
Wow, 22 stops for Kyle McClellan. Mike Richter Award finalist, Toby Baker candidate. He's been the best goaltender that we've seen this season. But we've also seen 34 games. There are arguments for Trey Augustine and Ryan Bischel, Justin Close, among others. It's going to be tough to pick the Big Ten goalie of the year. Badgers down 1-0. 8.5 minutes left in the second. Ryan Kerwin. Oh, slammed to the corner wall by Zach Scholes. The freshman jarred the puck free, and the Badgers have it. Bantle looked like Finley was offside. He was. Carson was chugging his way up the near side wall, and Finley just couldn't slow down. And offside on Wisconsin. 8:22 left in the second period. Michigan State has scored 3 goals in the second period, all within a span of 3.5 minutes, a 1-1 game. Now a 4-1 Spartans advantage over Ohio State in East Lansing.
Not that the players know here for Wisconsin, but obviously makes it more integral, at least for title hopes, to get back in this game and get it tied.
Wisconsin 1 point behind Michigan State for first place in the Big Ten. Penalty coming up here on Penn State. That's going to be on Jared Crespo, who hugged Cruz Lucius down to the ice. So a 2-minute minor for hugging on Jared Crespo, and a power play again for the Badgers, their third straight in this second period. You know, Penn State got itself in trouble with penalties last night, and the Badgers burned them with 2 power play goals. And Wisconsin would love to get one here and pull this game even. Time of the penalty is 11:52.
Yeah, Crespo had his left arm wrapped around Cruz Lucius. Kind of battling along the boards, and he gave him a little shove towards the end of it, knocked over Lucius, and then that's when the ref put his arm up. But Wisconsin got a little bit better on that last power play. Looking to get a little bit better and some production on this one.
So Crespo for holding at 11:52. Penn State won the draw, and Boucault carried it behind the net, but the Badgers take it from him. Here's Lucius now, top of the left circle, fumbles the puck and shoots one wide on the glove side of Soulière. Cilia now whips it around strongly to the left wing wall. Lucius to the point and Dexheimer, but forced to move the puck to stay onside. He did. Boucault intercepted. Here they come shorthanded. Boucault drop pass now for Cervagno, and his feet in front deflected by the Badgers, who have the puck. 1-0 Penn State, 7.5 minutes left. On the attack at Cilia. Fans off to his left, now near the blue line. Finds Dexheimer right wing, top of the circle. Here's Lucius now. He puts one in front. Blocker save made by Soulière. Cilia can't catch up to it. Whacked at by Penn State, and then into the crowd it goes. 1:14 left on the Badgers' power play. 1-0 Nittany Lions. Badgers have been outshot on goal 23-9.
Badgers just throwing the puck on that power play. And then at the end there, Ben Dexheimer actually did a pretty good job of chipping it out to the crowd with the momentum of the Penn State forward coming up and hit where the balance was for Dexheimer. It prevented what may have been a breakaway.
Penn State wins the faceoff and sends it down the length of the ice. Badgers will start there. Pilatichuk, Finley, Whitelaw, Fitzgerald, and Tassi. William Whitelaw with a puck. Lead feed that Finley will run down. Stops at the half boards left and whips it around to the right wing. And caught there by Fitzgerald. Cross ice Whitelaw. Straight away now Pilatichuk. His shot blocked. Back to Whitelaw. Joe's got it again. Now Fitzgerald wanted to tee one up, and he shanked it to the corner. Christian still keeps it alive. Rink-wide pass to the left wing that Whitelaw has to go get. He drops it back to Finley at the hash marks left. Now Pilatichuk open. Shot one redirected by Tassi into the air, but not on goal. Maybe Soulière got a piece of it. Not sure. Pilatichuk now. Fitzgerald again shanks a one-time bid from the right wing. And the puck squirts towards the front of the nets and then cleared out by Penn State. 15 seconds left on the Badgers' power play. Fitzgerald just threw his stick down. And we'll get a new twig from equipment manager Nate LaPointe. Here's Whitelaw now. He whistles one that Soulière had to lift his right shoulder to make that stop. And then it went out of play.
Oh, pretty good puck movement there by that unit. Even the last play to Pilatichuk putting the puck. I think it looked like it was going wide purposely for Tassi to redirect it back towards the goaltender. The Badgers at least making Penn State work a little bit here and the goaltender work a little bit.
5 seconds left and the man advantage. Shots on goal in this period now in favor of Wisconsin, 7-6. They only had 4 shots on goal in the first period. Gave up 17. But Penn State wins the defensive zone faceoff. And that's it for Crespo's penalty. Badgers now 0-3 on the Kunis power play. Trailing 1-0, 6 minutes left until the second intermission. Bad pass by Wisconsin's Dick. Puck taken away. Sarlo. It goes off a man and right in front. A backhander by Penn State. I think that was Dowiak, and he pushed it wide. Fortunate bounce for Penn State. Almost turned into a second goal. Stramel and Dick out there now. Mellenbacher as well. Loose puck at center. And it's ahead now to Mellenbacher. 2-on-2 with Dick. He'll snap one off. Good stick by the defenseman, Grattan. And that goes sailing out of play. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you all season long by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their dream-making software. Visit clearybuilding.com.
Well, they see if this power play can generate some energy for Wisconsin. Obviously, they finally start putting some pucks on the net.
Yep.
And some opportunities. See if they can continue that. Penn State, again, has been pretty conservative and made it difficult.
Well, Mike Hastings changing things up again. Finley with Scholl and Bantle, this forward line. Soulière playing center. Won the draw to the corner. He's got it. Walks out of the corner and left the puck in the circle. He was going right to the nets. Here's Fink now. Can't get past the Badgers captain Vorlicki at the Wisconsin line. Penn State then dumps it down in. Fink knocked it free off the kick plate, but Bantle poked it out the center, tries to pull it away from DeMarcico, and he does, and takes a chop in the process. Now Scholl follows up, sends it to the corner, and then a pass that deflects to the defenseman Dowd, and he'll skate out of his own end. Hands off Fink, immediately on him, Pilatichuk. Loose puck, Dexheimer goes to get it. And now Finley will scoop it out to center. Not very strong. It's going to go actually on net. Soulière with it and toying with it. And then likes to paddle it to the far side. Unnecessary what he was doing. He was almost baiting Wisconsin's DeSaint foul to make a move and come at the net.
And he made a pass and didn't even hit his teammate.
No, he didn't hit his teammate. It was like a no-look pass. It was silly. And now puck again deflects out of play. Faceoff down in the Wisconsin zone. 4.5 minutes to go here in the second period. 1-0 Penn State. Right now, Nittany Lions in sixth place in the Big Ten and would play the third-place team in the conference playoffs if it stays in sixth. The seventh-place Ohio State Buckeyes right now would play the second-place team, which currently is Wisconsin. So we could see the former Badgers captain and national champion Steve Rolick make a return trip to Madison this season. Dexheimer intercepts at the Badgers line. He'll send it into the Penn State zone. Lucius has an angle on Crespo but can't reach the puck. DeSaint Fowl does. Centering pass swept out of harm's way. Picked up by Lodge, and he whistles one just wide, and then all the way out to center it comes. Palatichuk cross ice to Cilia. Sends it back to center as he was bothered a bit by Janiev, and now Penn State lifts it down on Kyle McClellan, who will get credit for a save on a lob shot from 100 feet. And now the Badgers, Cilia. David slowed and knocked down along the left wing wall by Mack. Cilia back up on his skates. Fighting through the play, though, is Paquette. Outlet pass. Penn State's got numbers to our right. Kerr steps up, forcing Penn State's Grattan to make a play. And that was an excellent play by Anthony Kerr.
Excellent and very important. There was five Penn State players ahead of three Badger forwards up on the ice.
Lucius breakout pass for Cilia off his stick. He couldn't catch it cleanly. Penn State continues to pressure in the offensive zone. Puck behind the Badgers' net. Lucius goes to get it. Nifty backhand pass to the stick of Tassi. Simon able to get it ahead to center. Finds Lucius now, and he'll whip it in. Soulière will stop it behind the net. Tassi in on the forecheck, but he's able to release the puck quickly. Out to center, intercepted by Fitzgerald. Juggled around a little bit. Vorlicky had it, then lost it. Tassi moves it along to Fitzgerald. 3-on-2 and a whistle, and they say Whitelaw offside. Nate LaPointe didn't like the call. Mike Hastings a little red in the face after that whistle. Stoppage in play, 2:57 to go in the second. It's 1-0 Penn State.
Yeah, that's frustrating. I was watching that. Just hold it a half second more. Trail the play, be support.
Yep. Penn State wins the faceoff. They go D to D. Pulisic out to center. Batted down by Scholes. And they're going to say a hand pass on Wisconsin. Looked like a Penn State player may have touched it, but they say no, so a stoppage in play. Hey, join us on Saturday, May 18th for Mark Osiecki's annual Casting for Kids fishing tournament on the Madison Chain of Lakes, created to help kids who are fighting cancer at American Family Children's Hospital, UW-Carbone Cancer Center. Sign up or donate at castingforkids.org. Face off to the left of Kyle McClellan, 1-0. Penn State, 2:50 left in the second.
Badgers can't figure out what they want to do on the defensive faceoff there.
Ellenbacher to take the draw, and it was pushed by Lawback towards the net, but taken by Palatichuk, and he throws it to center. And Aiden Fink sends it back Wisconsin's way, and Dexheimer goes to get it, avoids contact, and slid it around for Dick ahead to Mellenbacher. Puck came free, and it's offside on Penn State. Marsico muffed the puck near the Penn State bench and then tried to handle it. One of his teammates came across the line. 2:31 left in the second period. Just 1-0 Penn State.
You know, we've seen a lot of plays along the boards. It seems like the snow just piles up in front of the boards. That one, I think, had something to do with it there. You can see a couple little mounds of snow or little edges of snow right in front of the Penn State bench, and I think he lost handle on the puck because of it.
And a little chippy. Janiev and Tassi. Not only does the linesman have to step in, the referee too, telling both of them to settle down. Danny Janiev from Brooklyn. 5'5". You grow up in Brooklyn, you better be tough. Simon Tassi likes to stir it up, as we know. Here's Dexheimer on the attack across the line. Right wing shoots one. Soulière save. Rebound came to Finley. A shot blocked by Janiev. Tassi's got it left wing. He lifts one. Tried to go short side. Missed the net. Went off something and up and out of play. I think it hit the protective netting. Yeah. Not sure what it went off of, but the Badgers get an offensive zone faceoff.
And Ben Dexheimer, it seems like he's been involved with the Badger chances tonight on the rush a couple of times. This one, he had just was faster than everyone up the ice. Puck came, I think, Quinn Finley went past him first, who had the net open if he could have got to it. And then it was the second shot that unfortunately got blocked.
Now Scholl to take the faceoff with Finley and Tassie out on the ice. We haven't seen Fitzgerald here in a few shifts. Faceoff to Soulier's right. Lodge and Kerr defensively, and they drop the puck, and the Badgers win the draw. Lodge, pass right side. Kerr's shot got through. Soulier, right pad save. Rebound collected by Boucault. Coughed it up to Finley behind the net, and then Grattan whacks it off his stick. Tassie battling forward far side. Kerr's got it. Snaps off a pass. Scholl. He shoots, and he hit him right in the chest, and a save made by Soulier, and he covers. Sawyer trying to go upstairs on Soulier, but Soulier made the stop. That's his 14th save under 2 minutes to go. Second period, still 1-0 Nittany Lions.
A good quick puck movement there by Wisconsin. Puck back at the blue line. Looked like he knew where he was going with it already. Sawyer Scholl the far side, but kind of an easy save for Soulier.
Yeah. Cilia with Dee St. Fallon. Lucius again. Lodge and Kerr stay defensively. Badgers win the faceoff. They've won 28 of 44 draws tonight. Dee St. Fallon off the Lodge. Sidesteps a man. Low right. Redirect in front. Cilia scores 1-1. What a head and shoulder fake by Lodge setting up Cilia. A layup tap in for Cilia. The Badgers are even.
Oh, what a play. That was a play from the faceoff on in. Clean win back, overlap with Daniel Lodge down the line. He looked up and saw David Cilia all by himself on the far side of the goal. And a tap-in, but a heck of a tap-in, because he put it up in the upper corner from a couple feet away from the goal line. Not so easy. Heck of a finish, David Cilia.
Yep. There was some mustard on that pass from Lodge, and Cilia able to direct it past Soulier for David, his 8th goal of the season. Lodge gets another assist this weekend. That's his second. Another chance for the Badgers. Dexheimer save made by Soulier. Puck comes out to center. Cilia from Lodge and Dee St. Fallon at 18-11. We are even here in Happy Valley. Took a while for the Badgers to get there. Now a turnaround shot right wing by Lawback. Didn't get to the net. Lawback behind the net. Centering pass for Fink. That was deflected by Dexheimer. Taken by Wisconsin's Lucius. Lucius then played it ahead. Dexheimer didn't see the puck. It was behind him, but no icing. Badgers get a change. Penn State will come out of its own end. Pulisic with it. The right-hander and Dartmouth transfer. Just coughed it up to Kerr. Anthony tried to clear. Fanned the first attempt. Looks like Whitelaw may have just gotten away with a hooking penalty, and now Bantle leans in with a shoulder to DeMarcico. He wipes out, and a penalty on Carson Bantle. And Bantle, it may be longer than 2 minutes. DeMarcico got up and wanted a piece of Bantle, but the referees get in there quickly, and we'll see what the referees decide here with 53.4 seconds left. There was some contact. Was it up near the face? I'm not sure. It was near the face, but did he hit him in the face, or did DeMarcico just spin out of the way? I'm not sure what contact may have been there. There was some contact, yes. DeMarcico's stick and glove went flying. They're going to take a look at video replay to determine whether it's a five-minute major or not. We saw a hell of a lot worse last weekend in Columbus that went uncalled. We'll see what the referees decide here. We'll take a one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's happening now. Folks across the Midwest are rushing to save big money at Menards and get 11% off everything.
Now that I think about it, my recording studio does need a bit of an upgrade. I better hurry up and finish this read.
Hurry in to get started on those big projects and save big money with 11% off everything at Menards. Savings are mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Honey, I'm heading out to Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
A Well, referees Brian Aaron and Nicholas Bett decide that Carson Bantle deserves 5-minute major and a game misconduct. Wisconsin shorthanded, 53.4 seconds left in the second period. It's a 1-1 game. Action back underway. Fink left side to Marsico. To the point now they go, and Dowd, here's Fink walking in right dot to the goal line. And it's mishandled by Boucault. Badgers can't clear though. Dowd left side to Marsico, can't handle the bouncing puck. A lot of snow on the ice too. DeMarsico skates to the high slot on his backhand. Now he turns to his forehand, put it in front. Oh, here's a block shot by Lotch. Sprawled out to the right of McClellan. Wisconsin's Dexheimer picks it up and clears.
Well, that looked like it was going to be a easy finish there for Penn State on a good bounce, but Daniel Lotch came flying across, took down the lower part of the ice and made the save, basically.
Here's Fink with a belt-high pass that couldn't be brought down by Penn State. Good stick by David Cilia, intercepting a centering pass and sending it all the way down. And that will do it for the second period of play. Badgers ended with a 5-minute major to Carson Bantle being served by Tyson Dick. But Wisconsin did score at 18-11. David Cilia redirect from Lodge. We are even at one after two in Happy Valley. Second intermission's next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Wisconsin won, Penn State won after two periods of play. The lone goal in the second period scored by David Cilia on a beautiful setup from Daniel Lodge. Matthew DeSaint-Fowl, the secondary helper, that came at 18-11 to put the Badgers on the board. Wisconsin had 12 shots on goal in that second period, aided by three power plays, although they didn't get a shot on goal on their first power play chance. Kyle McClellan stopped all seven shots he faced in that period. He has 23 saves through two. Liam Soulier stopped 11 shots in the second period. He's got 15 saves so far. But a major penalty to Carson Bantle with under a minute to play leaves Wisconsin shorthanded, figuratively and literally. The Badgers only have 11 forwards suited up here tonight because of injuries to Jack Horbach, Owen Lindmark, and Sam Stang. With the Badgers, it's 1-1 after two periods of play, and it feels like a kind of a playoff-type game, doesn't it? We're almost to March.
We are almost there, and yeah, Penn State got that lead, and they started playing like a playoff game. Yeah. One-goal lead, kind of protecting that a little bit. The Badgers finally cracked through and open up a little bit, but unfortunately, the first period, that was a problem for Wisconsin. A couple of power plays, neutral zone and offensive zone that kind of helped Penn State with the momentum, and a late second period major power play or penalty by Carson Bantle puts the Badgers back in that spot. Obviously, one of the strengths of the team for Wisconsin is the penalty kill and their goaltending, but got about 4 minutes left to kill that in the third period before they can really get back on the try to do the other way and try to get a goal.
Yeah, you know, it's been hard for us to tell whether how much head contact there was. DeMarcico's head did move around. There may have been contact to the face mask from Carson Bantle's left shoulder. Any head contact, open ice like that, that should be a 5 minute major. Whether or not a 10 minute misconduct was warranted or a game misconduct, I'm not certain about that, but any head contact like that in open ice should be a 5 minute major, like it should have been last weekend when Jack Horbach got crushed by Scooter Bricky. The inconsistency of Big Ten officials is infuriating. If anybody happens to be listening that cares and can do something about it. Badgers and Nittany Lions tied at one after two periods of play. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Penn State was the better team in the first period and led 1-0. Wisconsin the better team in the second period and pulled even. 26 attempted shots for the Badgers. 6 were off target, 12 were on goal. A lot of quality looks. Couple for David Cilia, Cruz Lucius, Simon Tassie with a chance too. Tyson Dick, William Whitelaw. The Badgers eventually converting on Cilia's tap-in on a beautiful feed from defenseman Daniel Lodge to make it a 1-1 game. The Badgers only 16 total shots on goal to 24 for Penn State. Nittany Lions have blocked 12 shots tonight. Both teams are 0 for 3 on the power play. And again, the Badgers minus Carson Bantle the rest of the way after getting kicked out for a 5-minute major. Paul Capobianco was talking about Wisconsin's penalty kill. It's been very good this season, near 90% on the PK. And when facing a 5-minute major, the Badgers are 7-for-7 in killing off major penalties. And they'll have to kill off another 407 of Bantle's major when the third period begins here in just a couple of minutes. It's 1-1 Wisconsin and Penn State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
He is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Elsewhere, Michigan and Notre Dame tied at 1, second period in Ann Arbor. And Michigan State leads Ohio State 4-2. Still about 13 minutes left in East Lansing. Scooter Bricky just scored for the Buckeyes. The Wisconsin women's hockey team will drop the puck soon against top-ranked Ohio State at LeBron Arena. That's an 8 o'clock central faceoff and live on the Big Ten Network. Here, Wisconsin and Penn State are tied at 1, and the Badgers shorthanded for the first 4:07 of the third period because of Carson Bantle's major penalty for head contact. Paul, I mentioned a moment ago while you were stepping away during the intermission, Wisconsin has killed off all 7 major power plays it's faced this season. And again, it will try to do so here with Cilia, DeSaint Foul, Vorlicki, and Lodge. Badgers won the draw. Lodge tried to force the puck up the middle and all the way down, but it hit Vorlicki, and then Daniel had to go back to get the puck, and then on the second try, he was able to clear. So under 4 minutes left on the power play for Penn State. Dowd will drop back to Aiden Fink. And then Longback tried to play it deep but couldn't get it down. And the Badgers clear it again.
Just a blind backhand pass in the neutral zone.
Yep.
Messed up Penn State's rush up the ice. Badgers took advantage. Clear it.
Fink, center circle, left wing Boucault walks across the Wisconsin line. Tried to force it towards the net off the stick of Anthony Kerr. Around to the far side, Tassi giving chase. Long range shot, redirected Boucault, and it skipped wide. I think McClellan got a piece of it. Puck to the right of McClellan, trying to clear Kerr. Instead, he hit his teammate Fitzgerald, and then Kerr got the puck back and set it down. And the Badgers will change their penalty killers. A minute into the third period, 3 minutes left in the five-minute power play for Penn State. We're tied at one. Grant right wing. Matt can't catch the pass. Right to Daniel Lotch, and he'll set it down again. Penn State will try again. With Geneva out there and Kerwin, Grattan and Mack, two defensemen. The other forward is Dylan Lugris, who has the lone goal for Penn State. Backside pass for Kerwin, blocked by Wisconsin's Forlicky. Grattan now up off the glass, around to the far side. Hustling is Cilia, can't get there first. Geniev now lets it go to the left point, and Grattan down to the circle. Geniev playing pitch and catch with Kerwin. Geniev now top of the left circle, looking, little left-hander, back to the right point. Good catch by Mack. Finds Grattan now, walks in top of the left ring, down to the half boards, put it in front, off the stick of Lugris once or twice, couldn't get it on goal. Lugris has it back, centering pass right to Wisconsin. Cilia, who golfs it up through center ice and all the way down. Badgers only have 2:10 left to kill off on Bantle's major penalty. 2 minutes into the third, we're even at one.
A pretty good start here for the third period. Penn State's been their own problem for some of the rushes, and Badgers have been good otherwise.
Sarvagno dumped it to the corner. Palatichuk first there. Out to center ice it comes, and the Badgers forcing Penn State back deeper into its own zone with Fitzgerald and Tassi on the penalty kill. And now Tassi just got wiped out by Dowiak. No penalty. Christian back up on his skates. Skates through center ice. Bouncing puck out near the left circle. Played by Dowiak. Finds Crespo now. Crespo steps in. Shoots one through traffic. Stopped by McClellan. Ricocheted off the glass. And now it's Cervagno trying to work free of the Badgers. Instead, Palatichuk had it. His attempt to clear failed. Give and go. Shot by Cervagno. A one-hander with care draped on him. And McClellan sticked it aside. 1:15 left on the power play for Penn State. A 1-1 game, and misplayed by Paquette near the Badger bench, and it crawls out to center ice. Penn State has to touch up, and it will change its power play unit. 1:05 left in the man advantage.
Unfortunately for Wisconsin, they're handling a couple of plays here better than I am, because I think Christopher Sherrill's back got tripped on the back pedal, and then in the Badgers zone, one of the Badgers, I think Simon Tassi, was being interfered with high up on the zone.
Here's Fink into the attacking zone. Lotch blew a tire. He had the puck on his stick. And then Fink gave it away. And Finley's out there. Badgers get the job done again on the PK. Finley and Sawyer Scholl that time. And now Cilia and D. St. Foul on the PK. 30 seconds left of the power play for Penn State. A 1-1 game here in Happy Valley. 16:20 left in the third. DeMarcico across the line. Looks back to the blue line. It's Dowd. Finds a man. Whistling shot by Lawback. Missed the net. And then DeMarzico had the puck taken away from behind by DeSaint Foul. Gets to the red line, scoops it in. 10 seconds left on the Penn State power play. Cilia applying some token pressure. Now Jimmy Dowd Jr. with it. 5 seconds left on the man advantage. DeMarzico one-on-one with Dexheimer. His shot blocked by Ben. Ricochet to the far side. Boucault pressured. Badgers back at full strength. Open man right in the slot. Here's a chance for Lubris, and that was blocked or deflected and back behind the net it goes. Dexheimer now, and the Badgers kill off that five-minute major to Carson Bantle. We're tied at one, 4.5 minutes into the third period.
Obviously not an understatement, but huge kill by Wisconsin. It actually was right after the penalty that Penn State had their most dangerous play. Right. Lugris had a teammate to his left, but he tried to shoot it with some traffic in front, and it bounced off the traffic.
Lugris has it now, and he'll fire it in left corner to right. Scholes can't play it. Max got it. His shot up off the stick, and that caroms into the mesh, stopping play with 15:16 to go in the third. The Badgers and the Nittany Lions are tied at one. We've told you so many times how good Wisconsin's been in the third period, and its margin of scoring against its opposition in the third period. Badgers have outscored the opponents 42-17 in the third period this season. That is remarkable. And they scored two goals without allowing any last night in the third period, that 6-0 win. Christian Fitzgerald wins the defensive zone faceoff for Licky around to Tassi. Snaps off a pass to Fitzgerald. Pass ahead now. Whitelaw banked down deep, and William goes to get it. Whitelaw lost it. Poked away from him, but out to the point. Palatichuk shot. It's loose. Oh, Tassi swinging a miss low right. For Licky now lifts a shot toward the net. Bounces around. Here's Fitzgerald. He shoots one. That's blocked too. Tassi goes to get it. Out to Palatichuk left point. He puts one towards the net. Deflected by Fitzgerald to the corner. Wisconsin pressuring Penn State right now. A team that gives up 4.1 goals per game in Big Ten play. For Licky, a rising shot well off the mark. Goes off the glass. Chopped out, and here comes Penn State 2-on-1. For Licky, the lone man back. Here's a shot. They hit the post off the stick of Dowiak. Second time they've rung the right pipe. Here comes Wisconsin. Whitelaw on the attack. He fell down. No penalty called. And the Nittany Lions will get it out to center. 14:20 to go here in the third. 1-1 game. The defenseman Grattan takes it deep into the Wisconsin zone, gets Kerr offside. Carson Dick out high for Penn State. He fired one 5 feet wide. The Badgers' Lucius now had it. He was off balance and forced to push it out to center. The Badgers' Kerr dug it away from Paquette back to neutral ice. Carson Dick had it off the body of Kerr. Anthony ahead now to Lucius. He can't play it. Free now, DeSaint Foul working hard on the near wall. Lucius, too, he's got it. Walks across the line. Whistles one at Solieri. Made the save. Big rebound. Oh, a chance for Wisconsin's DeSaint Foul. Just missed on the glove side of Solieri.
Nice play by DeSaint Foul. Used his body to get position on the puck so he get it to his forehand. Got a pretty good shot off.
Here's Crespo now, the defenseman against Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Ben forced him behind the net. Nice play. Centering pass intercepted by MDSP. And then Dexheimer and Crespo both wipe out. And who's the penalty going to be on? They're going to call holding on Jared Crespo. The Badgers get another Kunis power play. And the fans do not like it here. Brian Aaron with the call. Holding on Crespo, his second penalty of the night, and the Badgers will get another crack at it. Their first power play had no life. The last couple have generated some things, and we'll see if the Badgers can take advantage here.
Just take advantage for sure. It didn't look like much going on the side. I know Dexheimer kind of rolled sideways over Crespo, but it looked like there are a couple of that the Badgers could have got called during their major kill.
Right.
This time, again, I didn't get a replay here. Badgers will take advantage or try to take advantage of a break.
Charlie Stramel is on this power play now with Finley, Fitzgerald, Whitelaw, and Palatichuk. And Whitelaw tackled behind the net. No, that wasn't Whitelaw. Who is it? It's not Stramel. It's not Finley. It would be Fitzgerald. Penn State able to get the puck out at center ice. The Penn State player was just sitting on Christian. Chris is back up now. He's fine. Here's a pass to Stramel. Out to Fitzgerald. He shoots and he scores. Christian Fitzgerald. He wired one past Soulier. Power play goal gives Wisconsin a 2-1 lead.
Crespo yelling at the ref as he comes out because of the call, but gives Charlie Stramel some credit there. I give Christian Fitzgerald some credit. He was down behind the net. Looked like he wasn't doing it in great shape. Saw what was developing, got out, cleared the zone. Dates a great shot off, and Charlie Stramel goes to the net, jumps up in front of the goaltender, makes sure the puck gets through, screens the goalkeeper a little bit. Christian Fitzgerald finishes for the goal.
Finley and Stramel set up Fitzgerald for the power play goal at 7:05. For Fitzgerald, his sixth goal of the season, and the Badgers have a 2-1 third period lead in Happy Valley. Here's McClellan now, rims it around the boards, and Mellenbacher goes to get a 2-on-2 to our right. Mellenbacher with Tyson Dick. Mellenbacher backpedals now to the right circle, got knocked down by Shade and lost possession. Dick carried into the corner. Tyson trying to keep it alive. Instead, Shade comes out of there with it. Carter Shade from Mars, Pennsylvania. Former Lincoln Star, and now they mishandle the puck, and it's sent back into the Penn State zone. Dowd, a nonchalant bump pass to Shade. The Badgers almost took that one. And now Penn State forced to give it away at center ice, although the Badgers, Palatichuk, can't get it deep. Rink wide pass at Shade. To Zhaniev now with 12:10 to go here in the third. Badgers picking up the pressure on the forecheck, and that forced a turnover by Penn State at center ice, and Cilia will send it down in.
Badgers had a chance to change out their players. Penn State did too, and kept it deep down in the Penn State zone.
Here There's Lucius holding the zone by using his butt pad to keep it in. He turned as the puck hit him right in the back of the hand. So here's a shot by Dexheimer, right wing, and Soulier sliding to his left, gloves it, and hangs on for a faceoff. 11:45 left in the third. It's a 2-1 Wisconsin lead on Christian Fitzgerald's goal at 7:05.
Matthew DeSaint fell there. I don't know what seam he found there. There were two or three sticks of Penn's lead. Dexheimer cutting across. Instead of an easy pass up to his own side, he generated a little offense, get it to Ben Dexheimer on the right side, who's been pretty good there tonight.
Fitzgerald back out with Whitelaw and Tassie. Puck in the corner of the Penn State zone to the left of the net. And they're able to get the puck out to Kerwin. Joining the rush is Tanner Polasek, the defenseman. He shoots one at McClellan, and Kyle makes an easy glove save and hangs on. Penn State has 24 shots on goal through two periods, only five so far in the first 8.5 of the third period of play. Kyle McClellan has stopped 28 of those 29 shots. And coming into tonight's game, McClellan in this building had played two games against the Nittany Lions and stopped 74 of 75 shots, including a perfect 27 for 27 last night in the Badgers' 6-0 victory. Cilia, the St. Val Lucius, the forward line with Karen Lodge, and Cilia won the draw and a beautiful shot on goal on his own netminder. Kyle McClellan had to make a blocker save. Cilia won that faceoff so strongly. It was right on goal.
Wow. We saw a really good save in the last period for Kyle McClellan, but that was right up there with the best of the night.
That was a tremendous stop. I mean, and Cilia won that so strongly.
Pure reaction there.
Oh, my gosh. That's a heck of a stop by McClellan, who actually gets credit for a save. Penn State out of its own end. Here's Cervano now. Hands off to Carson Dick, and he throws one down towards the Badgers net. On all fours is Kyle McClellan to glove it to the right of his net, and he'll hang on for a faceoff. 10:50 to go. You can hear a man yelling in the background. He's known here as the blue hair man. He wears t-shirts. Each period he changes out. And he also has his own trading cards. He looks like he's about a 60-year-old man who just enjoys himself. And yes, his hair is blue, and it's down to his shoulder blades, too. It is long.
He looks like Hulk Hogan with blue hair.
Yes, he does. Right, he does, actually. Steal by Whitelaw. Comes into the offensive zone. Tries to shoot. Good stick by the defenseman, Grattan. Grattan then turned it over far corner. Tassie. He'll roll it around to the point. Polatichuk able to keep it alive. And then Whitelaw bumps it off for Fitzgerald. In front, Tassie was open. He couldn't get a stick down on that feed from Fitzgerald. Now Dexheimer walks behind the net. Wrap around Soulier. Stop and cover. 10:24 left in the third. 2-1 Wisconsin on Christian Fitzgerald's power play goal at 7:05.
Charlie Stramo right about the same spot. David Cilia tied this game up from the left of the goaltender. Couldn't get a stick on it. And then Ben Dexheimer, who we've seen score at least one other time this year on a similar play when he grabs a puck and wraps it around. But yeah, this time Soulier.
Stramo off the draw. Shot blocked. Where is it? Ricochet to the left wing wall. Polatichuk goes to get it. He dances over the top of Dowd to take it to the corner. Dexheimer out high left at Scholl. He whistles one off the end boards. Finley on the forecheck. Oh, it almost came free to Finn near the right goal line. Instead, it's taken by Paquette on the attack. Shade with it. Shoots it low. Missed the net on the blocker side of McClellan and all the way out to the neutral zone in this NHL-sized rink. Under 10 minutes to go in the third. 2-1 Wisconsin. Badgers for Licky. Ahead to Scholl behind him. Pass up now to Lugris. He'll heave it into the left corner of the Wisconsin zone. Vorlicki looks left, cuts back right. Mike Vorlicki will skate out of his own end. Here comes Vorlicki at the red line. 1-on-5. Vorlicki will dump it in and chase. Soulier behind the net. Gave it to Mike Vorlicki. Vorlicki's got it left wing. Turning and shooting one. That goes through the low slot. Worked by Mike Vorlicki that time.
Amazing. He had speed from his own end. Badgers went. Everyone else changed on the ice.
Yeah.
Dumped it. Ended up back with the puck and
Here's a cycling play. DeSaint Fowle, low right now, turns back to his right. Goal line extended out to Cilia. His drive, big stop by Soulier. Comes to care. He shoots one low, just missed. Oh, the Badgers almost added to their lead. It's still 2-1. 9 minutes left as the puck's back into the Wisconsin zone. We've got a whistle. Puck played with a high stick by the Badgers in a faceoff in the Wisconsin zone. Exactly 9 minutes left here in the third period of play. Badgers lead 2-1, and we will take a break. Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin Dells, your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Back in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Tonight's game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're